Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. It's a crazy, crazy 2020. Never in the history of the universe has there been a year like this year. And so you may be wondering on this Wellness Wednesday, how do I stay positive? How do I stay grounded? How do I stay sane? Let me start off by saying that staying positive does not mean that you have to be happy all of the time. It means that even on hard days, you know that there are better ones coming. As Christians, we stand on the promises of God's word, and so we know that whatever we're going through is temporary and that God has us in the palm of his hand. So here are some reminders to help you today. You can be strong and still need support. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. You can be resilient and still require rest. Your body needs to rest, and so does your mind. So take a break from social media. You can be in pain, emotional pain, and still encourage others. You can be a happy person and have a fulfilling life and still have bad days. That's just human nature. You can be hurting and healing at the same time. And that's what's going on in many of the homes and families of African Americans right now in the United States of America. You can let go of old ideas, old jobs, old relationships, and still love people deeply. We can't let our past hold us hostage. We need boundaries and we need understanding. So right now what I'm seeing in the rhetoric on social media, because that's one of my platforms, is a lot of problem-focused verbiage and hateful, hurtful words. So let's see if we can, like my mama would say, put a spin on that and turn it around and give the devil a black eye. So instead of saying that the protesters are being defiant, let's say that they're holding on to their beliefs, that they're being bold, that they're being determined. Instead of saying that lobbyists are being demanding, let's say that they know what they want and that they're bold enough to be outspoken about it. For the people who are speaking up and speaking out, instead of saying that they're bossy and overbearing, see them as a natural leader or visionary. For the people who say that some are being overly dramatic and extra, can we just say that they're being expressive and passionate instead? For those trying to shame others and saying, stop being so fearful in reference to the pandemic, let's see our brothers and sisters as cautious, careful, and using common sense. You see, there's always two ways to say things, and there's always two ways to see things. The young people who are marching, they're not being rebellious. They're trying to find their way. They're trying to use their voices. It's not that they're being oppositional. They're being advocates for a new life, a new way, a different perspective, and to find healing. So what should we be doing as the older adults in this crisis that we're in right now? Be honest. Tell people that you believe in them. Tell people that you support them if you do. Welcome whatever feelings the person is having. Acknowledge those. Don't try to be dismissive of them or scared of them, because you want them to be open and honest with you. You don't want them to lie to you. Remind them that change takes time. It's not going to happen in a day or a week or a month. These things that our country is dealing with right now, we've been dealing with for hundreds of years. Change will come, if we stay on the path headed towards our goal. It's okay that things will never be normal again. It's good that change is coming, that our futures will be different. Different can be good. Different can be positive. Encourage the people who are wanting to take action to use the skills and the knowledge and the talents that they have to do something about whatever it is they're in an uproar about. What does healthy venting look like? Well, it's the opposite of emotional dumping. So emotional dumping is doing things like being inconsiderate of other people's time, repeating the same issue over and over and over and over and over again, not doing anything about it, being disrespectful and not listening to other people and making it all about you, being defensive and not open to constructive feedback, playing the victim, always blaming others, not being open to find a solution. Healthy venting does not blame other people. It simply states facts. It sticks to one topic. It uses I statements such as, I feel disrespected. I feel unheard. I feel unwanted. I feel unloved. Healthy venting works towards a solution. Healthy venting is open to constructive feedback. Healthy venting is open-minded, meaning that they acknowledge other people's perspectives and respect those. Healthy venting is beneficial for both parties. I hope that you learned something new today on Wellness Wednesday that will help you with your emotional, mental health. God bless you.